Well, this is Business Casual. I'm Steve Holstein. We're going to talk cars and trucks. I'm going to talk to an award-winning car dealership owner. He'll tell us how a restored classic truck helped homeless veterans. And he'll share this story.
He went in a credit union. He robbed the credit union. He got back in the taxi and had the taxi driver deliver him to our car dealership. I'm Gary Knight. I'm from Danville, Illinois, and I am currently the owner of CarMac Car Capital. I sell new Hondas and new Hyundais.
What's the feature that you tell people? You got to have this feature. I know it seems...
My wife said, don't you bring something home that doesn't have heated seats, or bun warmers, as she calls them. I jumped in a car the other day that had the heated steering wheel. I thought that was great.
Let's start at the beginning, Gary. How did you get in the car business?
I just graduated from Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. My wife of 43 years now, we just celebrated our 43rd anniversary. We were getting married and didn't have a job yet. So I was up north of Danville for a job interview, and I stopped by the dealership and asked my best friend that happened to be working there if he knew anybody who was hiring. He said, well, do you think you can sell cars? And I looked at him. I said, well, I'll try anything right now. I'm getting married next week and I need a job. About 2 weeks later, he called me one night. I was sitting at home with my parents at the supper table. And he says, well, why don't you come up in the morning? There's a gentleman, one of the salespeople that went out and he got drunk and didn't come back to work. And the sales manager is going to fire him in the morning. And why don't you come on up and be there? So about 9:30 the next morning, I'm standing outside the sales manager's office. This particular guy was named Ronnie. So Ronnie strolled in about 9:30, and the sales manager come out and says, Ronnie, you're fired. And this guy right here is taking your job. And that's how it all started. I started out my first month in the business, and I only sold two cars. And I go, oh, my God, I'm going to get fired. And my next month, fortunately, they kept me on. And my next month, I sold 23 cars. So then I was well on my way, and I got the confidence I needed, and I'd worked myself from a salesman, and then Mr. Carmack come to town and offered me a sales manager position. I said, I'm 23 years old when he's offered me a sales manager, and I go, I'd never done this. I don't know how to do this. He said, well, why don't you give it a try? And I said, I'll sell cars, but I just don't know if I can be a sales manager. And he said, well, I'll pay you $150 a week. I said, I'll take it.
So if you could go back to the 23-year-old Gary Knight, who just landed the sales manager job, what advice would you give him?
You got to have a passion for the business, and you got to learn that passion. It doesn't come with day one. My creed for success, or motto for success, has always been, you be humble, you be kind, you stay focused, and you give it 110% every day.
What do you tell, because you said the first month you were a salesman, you sold two cars. Second month, you sold over 20.
23.
So what do you tell those new salesmen? Now, obviously, you have managers below you, but well, if you run into this new kid in the break room,
yeah,
and he's only sold two cars.
Well, if I'm talking to a younger salesman right now, and he wants to be successful, I don't care if you're selling cars or furniture, you have to be the best that you can be every day in your business. There'll be times where you don't think you're going to make it, but you just got to look in the mirror in the morning and say, hey, it's a new day, and I'm going to get it done today. And if you do, you can look down the road 43 years from now and say, hey, I had a great career.
What was your first car that you bought with your own money?
Well, I was an old farm boy, and I worked hard for my dollars, and I was never given anything. I to this day, I appreciate that. But my first car was a 65 Dodge Coronet, and I earned my money, and I was 16, and I said, me and my dad went shopping one day, and I found the car. It was a yellow Dodge Coronet, had a black vinyl top, it had bucket seats, a center console, and I really fell in love with the car. And the car was a 65, and this was in 67 because I just turned 16. But at that time, it was $1,500. But that was a lot of money back then.
You ever see one on the road? You every once in a while? And
well, I love the classic car shows like Barrett Jackson and Meekums, and I like to watch the old cars when they sell them. And I have seen two or three of almost the exact car.
Ever tempted to buy one?
Yes. I think everybody that's had their first car and their dream car, and then, you know, it's 20, 30, 40 years down the road, and you've went through several cars, you always look back to that first car you ever owned, and you'd like to own it again.
If you ever get an old Ford Torino station wagon, wood, fake wood panel siding, red fake wood panel siding, would you call me?
Oh, I sure would.
Okay, because
don't hold your breath, but I would.
My parents owned that, and when I turned 16, they didn't give it to me, but it was sort of like, it's still our car, but that's the car you're going to drive. You're in high school. I have a sister, and so I became, you know, sort of the taxi driver at that point, and that was the car. And it turned out to be pretty good. There was plenty of seating for all my classmates and me. It was great.
And I'm sure you had a lot of fun and made a lot of memories.
Had a good time in that car, so.
When you're living in your community and you like to give back to your community. And one of the things that I just did here a couple, 3 years ago was I got involved with the Midwest Veterans Association, and particularly the homeless veterans. I was approached by someone said, hey, we need a fundraiser. And this light bulb come into my head, and I said, hey, wouldn't it be neat if we could find us an old classic truck and get the community involved in it and rebuild it, and then auction it off or have a raffle to raise funds for the homeless veteran. The Susan Gutteridge, she was in charge of the Midwest Veterans Association. So I called Susan one night. I said, hey, I've got a great idea here I think you might want to listen to. And I told her about my idea about finding a classic truck, and let's get all the community together and let's rebuild this truck. So I said, well, let's find a truck. I mean, this is going to be the hard part. So one morning I'm getting my hair cut. The barber, he's involved in some classic cars. And I said to him, you know where I might be able to find a old truck that we could restore? And he says, oh, yeah, by the way, he says, I wish you'd asked me yesterday. He says, because there was a 54 Chevy 3100 5-window truck that was available. I go, you've got to be kidding me. I said, it's exactly the truck I'm looking for. And he said, you're about a day short on that. I said, oh, man. Well, went on about 30 days, 60 days later, back in to get my hair cut. And he says, you know that truck I was telling you about? And I said, yeah. He says, well, the guy looked at it and he thought it was going to be too much of a project for him, and he passed on it. I said, are you kidding me? I said, it's available now? Yeah, it's available right now. We put out a call for all the people that would be interested in coming to help restore this truck for the Midwest Veterans Association and raise funds. Well, lo and behold, we had all kinds of people show up to our first meeting and willing to donate their time and effort. And we had parts people. We had body shop people. We had a guy that could rebuild motors, a specialist. We had all kinds of people show up and willing to donate their time and effort. And in less than a year, we produced the most beautiful 54 Chevy 3100 you've ever seen. Cherry red, a beautiful 400 engine in it, a beautiful wooden floor in the bed. It was a showpiece. And we raffled it off. And it was amazing. You know, everybody's got a car story, and this is the one that's probably one of the most funniest I've ever experienced as being in the car business. And it really did happen, and this happened probably 8-9 years ago. A person took a taxi to the local credit union. He went in a credit union. He robbed the credit union. He got back in the taxi and had the taxi driver deliver him to our car dealership to buy a car. So he come in with a bag full of cash and picked out a car, and was in the midst of paying for his car when the police arrived and arrested him. It was
It was crazy. The guy actually took a taxi to the credit union, robbed it, and come over to the dealership to buy a car. And then, of course, the police arrived, and everything was just crazy. But that is one of the most amazing stories that I'll never forget. Like I said, in the car business, we've probably seen it all and done it all, but that one was in particular a crazy day. Each year, they nominate 49-50 dealers throughout the United States to be the nominee for the Time Dealer Award, and I was selected to represent the state of Illinois for the Time Dealer Award. It's been an exciting whole process. I've been very humbled and honored to be selected as a Time Dealer Award nominee for the state of Illinois. Probably the pinnacle of my career.
All right. Well, Gary Knight with CarMac Car Capital of Danville, Illinois, an impressive career, a career serving his community. What do you want to tell folks as we wrap up?
It's been an amazing ride. It's been quite a good journey. I've got to experience a lot of things that a lot of people probably don't get to experience. The car business has been good to me and my family. That day I walked in the dealership and asked for a job, and I got the call, and 43 years later, I can still say that I still have passion for the business, and I'm looking forward to each and every day.